Penguin Random House Audio presents You're on an Airplane, a self-mythologizing memoir. This is the author, Parker Posey. Part 1. You're on an airplane. Hi. I have the window seat. How very kind. Thank you. Chivalry is not dead, but I'll just squeeze by. Oh, that's okay. I'll just smush them both under the seat. And once we're in the air, I'll take one out and use it as an ottoman. I sit cross-legged so Gracie can be on my lap once we're off, but thank you. She is, actually. My boyfriend at the time, Ryan, his grandmother had just died, and they'd watched the Burns and Allen show together when he was a kid. I wanted a name that could evoke equality because I knew I'd be repeating it. I didn't want to name her Snickers or something. Something, come here. I sat next to a dog and its owner at the Union Square Dog Run once, and the dog had on a collar that spelled Bow Wow in separated silver lettering that slid and turned. And the bow part was under the dog's neck. I said to the owner, I can't believe you named your dog Mom. And he was like, it spells Bow Wow. I told him that I was joking, and then it got awkward because he seemed to be sad or depressed. These are strange times. Maybe naming your dog Mom isn't so odd. It seems like everyone is feeling lonely in some way. Left out. I'm working on a book, actually. It's about me. It's okay, Gracie. She's on a doggy downer. She'll be okay once the plane takes off and the slamming doors stop. They bang no matter how you close them, like they were made to slam. Yeah, I like those movies too. Best in Show's a classic. You'll hear more about it. Yes, she's an emotional support dog, so she can be in my lap. I have the papers in the seat flap in front of me, if you need me to reach down there to get them. Seltzer with ice, please. No, I'm good. No lime. Don't bother. It used to be so different, flying. Yes, a book. I realized it was time. There were stories to share that my friends were entertained by, so I thought, you know, tell them. There's also a literary agent who lives in my neighborhood, whose partner art directed Party Girl. I started feeling guilty when I'd see him because he'd say, I know there's a book in you. So I went into a sort of labor and produced a sort of baby where instead of being human, it's a bound object made of paper called pages with words on it. You bring it to life and make it talk. Just don't leave it alone for too long because it will start crying. Can you hear Gracie snoring? Her little body vibrates when she does. I use my southern accent when I talk to Gracie because she's just too sweet. Being number one in the tarmac is so winning. It's such an honor, so thrilling. I got interested in acting because I was born into it, born into turbulence. It's kind of simple. I'm a character actor because I come from a family of characters. When people ask if anyone in my family is an actor, I say all of them. They're performative people. They'll star somewhat in this, in the way mother and father star in our lives constantly. As constant as a northern star. But I'll take the lead. When my dad and I fought, he sent me to my room to write him a letter. He wasn't good at expressing his feelings when he was angry. He was better at letter writing. And since he was an adult and I was just a child, he won. He was passionate and knew how to pull heartstrings. We joke in our family that he was the puppeteer, and he'd splay his hand wide, moving it slowly from side to side. controlling the strings. We'll be in the air soon, and closer to the real stars, which make the constellations, which branched the first stories from the heavens. My book is called You're on an Airplane. It's a memoir, pronounced with the emphasis on me. Flying can be nice once you're in the air. Don't you wish we could be here forever and never have to land? One, to perform. Flight attendant. Hi. Can I have a scotch, neat? Norma Desmond, the fading silent film star, who bemoaned the advent of talkies, was portrayed by the inimitable Gloria Swanson, first clothes horse and woman of indomitable spirit. You've seen it? So you know that she wore a turban in the film and said things like, "I am big, it's the pictures that got small." Now look how small the pictures have gotten on these freaking iPhone screens. The tiny screens have gotten into people's hands, and there's all this swiping going on, all this shoo-fly bullshit. In the 90s, we had big screens in the cinema and big TVs in our homes. It boggles the mind that people can walk around with small televisions in their pockets and use them as telephones. I saw a baby in a stroller on an iPhone just the other day on the sidewalks of Manhattan. Now tell me, who is that baby texting? Are you on Facebook? It's wonderful that people have their Facebook friends, but I don't have Facebook friends because I'm not on it. I want to read people's faces in present time reality. And how could they be a book? It's presumptuous and absurd. I went on someone's Facebook once. Now that just sounds crude. And what I really wanted was proof that these are real people. But there is no proof because I wasn't there. I wasn't on the vacation, at the graduation, at the spring break party. I wasn't there for the birth of the baby or for all those salads. It should be called Scrapbook Face. That's more apropos. There was a movie made about that guy who invented it. Mark Zuckerberg, right, thank you. I never saw it, but I did go to the premiere to mingle in the lobby of the theater and to social network. Anyway, my Instagram followers say not to join because it's a rabbit hole, and I trust them. Is this how I grow old? Saying things like, my followers, like a cult leader. And going on about turbans. Looks like it. Headwear feels right, especially after you reach your mid-40s and start seeing the older person you'll become. Would you like a brush? Eye drops? Oh my God, that feels good. Care to slather your face with moisturizer? You have pretty hair, young lady. Don't fall asleep, I want you to listen. Turbans apply to the men out there as well. Who will become older ladies as they soften with age. It's kind of fun getting older and giving advice, calling young people dear, and talking to myself in public, not caring who hears me, uttering sentences that come out as extraneous sounds and feeling no need to explain myself in words because a facial expression will do. It's perimenopausal time, which to me sounds like an adorable puppet troupe. Maybe not. Here, let me put a turban on you. I travel with scarves, wraps, and throws. Press your finger on the fabric at the top of your forehead, where your hairline starts. And hold. I'll wrap you up. It feels good to have something on your head that makes you feel like a witch or a genie, doesn't it? Let's get some magic back. Do you have a lover? You don't have-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?